Here in the U.S., people who are incarcerated and want higher education aren't eligible for federal Pell Grants, but beginning this summer, they will actually be able to access that form of federal financial aid. From member station WUWM in Milwaukee, Emily Files tells us how students and colleges in Wisconsin are preparing.
29-year-old Brittany Dixon has high hopes for her education.
I want to get my master's. dreaming big. I want to get into psychology, so be a therapist.
She's incarcerated at Tichita, a state women's prison north of Milwaukee.
Prison is, you know, a horrible experience, but because we're in this predicament and we're giving opportunities, it's like maybe this is what people needed to, you know, go back to school. I know that, you know, I had every other excuse when I was out not to.
Wisconsin prisons have historically focused education efforts on GED classes and vocational training, not college. But that's starting to change. The federal government is restoring Pell Grant access for incarcerated students this July. Pell Grants provide up to about $8,000 to help low-income students pay for college. Margaret DeZerga calls this a game changer. She's with the Vera Institute of Justice, a nonprofit that advocated for Pell restoration.
When the Pell ban went into effect in 94, there was sort of a vacuum of hope in some of these prisons. Restoring that was so critical.
Back in 1994, President Bill Clinton's crime bill eliminated Pell Grant eligibility for incarcerated people. College enrollment in prisons dropped. In 2015, the federal government took the first step to make funding available for a few colleges through an experiment called Second Chance Pell. Around the same time, universities in Wisconsin started launching classes in prison using private funding.
All right, so I want to start with the idea of a raisin in the sun.
This English 101 class is part of the Odyssey Beyond Bars program by the University of Wisconsin-Madison. It offers free introductory college classes at four prisons. Students are admitted based on behavior and academic testing. 37-year-old Harry Robinson says he's waited years to take a college class at Racine Correctional. He hopes the education will further his goal of becoming a business owner when he's released.
This class gave me an opportunity to feel free behind the fences and walls that holds me here. And to have this opportunity to seek education behind the wall is meaningful. Like, it's a way to, like, just get your mind out of here.
Peter Moreno oversees this program. He says now that the Pell Grant eligibility is being fully restored, schools in the Badger State are making plans.
Just about every college and university in the state is talking about whether they should be involved in this space in prison education, which, boy, you look back 5 years ago, and that really is a dream.
Ben Jones directs education at Wisconsin's Department of Corrections. He says the official process of asking colleges for new prison education proposals is underway.
Part of the determination we have to make within the corrections, as well as with our partnerships with schools, is what is the best field and area for people to be pursuing. And that gets into a whole lot of things. There are a number of occupations that are restricted as it relates to the impact of incarceration.
Some universities are building a regional consortium to provide bachelor degree programs in prisons, but other schools may decide it's not worth the effort. There are security and technology hurdles to overcome, and a separate accreditation process is required. But Margaret DeZerga of the Vera Institute says it's worth the cost. Education reduces recidivism and addresses racial inequity. That's key in Wisconsin, which incarcerates a higher percentage of Black residents than any other state.
You know, we have over-incarcerated people of color. It's critically important to bring college access into prisons and make those opportunities available to people. And I think, you know, in the long term, it could really be a strategy to reduce mass incarceration.
Brittany Dixon, who's incarcerated at Tichita, is getting an online associate's degree in entrepreneurship. She's glad more college options might be on the way so she can continue her education.
It's reassuring that the system is trying to get people to reform and back into the community in a productive way. versus just kind of like, you're punished, now we're going to let you out, and you're going to fail.
For Here and Now, I'm Emily Files in Milwaukee.